living up here and interrogated it, said, open the negotiations public session. Lift came up and recalled somebody followed information developed from that search. Do we all know that there are at least 18 states that require some sort of lagging in the sunshine? Sunshine is referred to it. The center for that is vice versa. Open public negotiations. For example, Florida. It's mandatory for public negotiations. California has some provisions. Tennessee, open meetings for peace negotiations are required. Texas, driving laws, open negotiations required for police and firefighters. Then in North Carolina, the state Supreme Court rules that the negotiating sessions must be public. And there are other states with sunshine requirements, Iowa, Maine, our sister state, Massachusetts, Nevada, and New Jersey. So a little background there. I'd like to publicly support school committee for their stand in insisting on public open negotiations. And in my opinion, this is why I believe it was correct. We've talked about various understandings of the issues that are complaining of the community this evening. Chief Inspector Factor, Inspector School Committee, Administration, Labor Union, leaders from the school folks. And whether you know it or not, they really converge to the root cause of the problem. But the identification of that has been scattered. And let me try to explain my brief statement now with the following. I think the assessment by the Labor Board is incorrect because I know that the school committee's actions are complete with the democratic process that the citizens have as third parties and their role in the public sector of public negotiations. The second reason I think the school committee is absolutely correct in their position of open negotiation. But it clearly demonstrates to the community, all segments of it, no schools, that they have an understanding that the exclusion of the public is not to the benefit of the public. That builds neither confidence nor trust, but it perpetrates ignorance. Third, at school-based actions, they acknowledge that the citizens that have elected them to office have the fundamental right to hold them accountable for the trust that we put in them. Apply the tax dollars to the best interest of all participants in the community.